Hey everybody, today's topic is spirituality, not religion. And I very specifically called it that because I want to talk about the difference between religion and spirituality in my life. I talk a little bit about what both have meant to me in the context of my life up to this point, and why I think spirituality is so valuable. And it has been so valuable for me. I don't mean to say, let's just stop there. Check out the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate your attention and your time. It means a lot to me. If you have any thoughts to share, please hit me up. A bunch of you who are listening to this right now in 2019 have my number, so just text me. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter, whatever works for you, at Zaki Amath. Thanks for tuning in to Navigating with Zaki Amath. All right, so one thing that I've learned from listening to my podcasts recently is I think I lollygag a little too much at the beginning and I don't just jump right in. I think I forget that I do intros before that you just heard. So I'm gonna try to jump right into this one. Today I am recording in the living room of my house, and I'm gonna try to do laundry as I record. So bear with me if I lose my train of thought here today. But thanks for your attention. Hey, maybe you're folding laundry too. Wouldn't that be funny? Maybe next time I'll walk the dog that I don't have, or, you know, I'm not going to be on the toilet. I don't think I'm going to record anything on the toilet. Okay. That's weird. Anyways, religion and spirituality, the perfect transition there. Awesome. I used to tell people that I was a very religious person, but, I think I haven't done that for like several years. And this whole concept kind of changed for me over the last couple of years. And okay, this is me lollygagging again. Here's the point of what I want to say in this podcast. Okay. This is, in a nutshell, how I kind of view my own spirituality and my own religion. If on my deathbed, at the end of my life, I was laying there and like somebody came in, and I don't want to say that it's like my religious leader physically walked in, but like if there was some sort of way for people to walk into the room, and maybe like it's the entire community and anyone I've ever interacted with through my religion, like in that community, and they all yelled surprise, and they said, "This was all a big joke. Our religion is not real. There is no such thing as the afterlife that you believed in, the way that you believed in it. There is no God. It's all a joke." And Ashton Kutcher jumped out in the corner and he was like, "You got punked, bitch," or something like that. I don't know what the current version of that is. But anyways, if that happened, if somebody told me that it was all a hoax, I would be okay with it. I would smile and I would die peacefully. I would die happily, no problem. I might even say thank you. I hope that I have it in me to thank everyone who played this joke on me. Depending on what kind of person I am, I might turn around and be like, "Ha, joke's on you fuckers," depending on who it is. But anyways, the reason that I would say this and that I think this is because, like, it has served such an amazing purpose for me already in my life. I'm 32 years old, and I don't know how old I'm going to be on that deathbed, but I hope and pray. I pray to the God that I believe in. I pray that, you know, I can live a healthy life and I can die peacefully. But it has served me so well already. And when I say that, I mean, it has kept me grounded. It has helped me to stay focused. It has kept my feet on the ground, and it has taught me so much. I can't even tell you how much it has taught me. And when I say it, I am talking about the religion for now, but let me be clear. I consider the true value to be, not the true value, I consider a lot, there to be a lot of value in spirituality and in how this religion has pointed me towards spirituality. And what I mean by that is, I think that religion is just like the shell of spirituality. And maybe the shell isn't like the best as in like an encompassing concept, but like, it's like the embodiment of it. It's like, you don't have to be Christian to be spiritual or Muslim, or you don't have to be Jewish. You don't even have to have a religion to meditate, to get in touch with your inner self, your soul, and whatever that even means to you. Maybe you don't believe we have souls, but like, to find a quietness and a peace, I think is universal. And you could be an atheist and still be spiritual. And I don't want to get into the debate, but I'm just trying to illustrate my opinion on this matter. The way I see my religion being, okay, so I want to talk about how I see my religion being a value to me in my life and how it's kind of guided me. And then I want to talk about the difference between like being a religious person and being a spiritual person and how I think that being spiritual has helped me as well. So my religion is, I'm an Ismaili Muslim. It's a sect of the Shia Ismaili Muslim segment. I'm not even very good with the definitions here, but basically I value my religion's place in my life because it has taught me good ethics. It has taught me to treat people well, to be humble. It has taught me to volunteer in my community, which then brought me to interact with all kinds of different people. And I mean like all different age groups, all different like work styles. It taught me how to deal with different personalities, which then served me in my professional career and even at school. I feel so blessed and so fortunate to have those experiences as a young person. And I mean like starting at the age of like 12, maybe, I think I was maybe 10, but from a very early age, I was dealing with all kinds of different people, different problems. I was exposed to different things. I was put into different roles, like running the operations of my evening mosque. I helped with event planning. I taught religious classes to young kids with some training. I was a funeral director at the age of like 16, I think, maybe 17. I was a funeral director. So yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it sounds like. I helped to run the funerals in our community. I learned like special prayers. I helped grieving families. I handled dead bodies. Incredible experience, by the way. Like, it's that might sound weird to most people, and most people like look at me sideways when I tell them this. It's a very deeply spiritual thing. I don't even want to get into that right now, but like, you think about what happens on this earth, birth and death happens for everyone. And to be a part of one of those things, births are usually celebrated and deaths are usually mourned. But I personally consider both of those extremely spiritual because of the way they represent, you know, coming into this world and leaving it. So that's an incredible experience. I could talk about that experience for an hour, but I'm not going to. The best part, as far as stories go, that came out of that experience is the fucking speeding ticket that I got when I was driving the hearse. Yeah, that happened. It was a school zone and I didn't know, and I was late and I just was doing like 45 in a 30. Okay. And the cop pulled me over, even like checked me for my contacts. Like, what the hell is that? Like, come on, I'm driving a hearse here, man. Like, you know, it's a hearse. So let me go. Oh, something about being like 18 and driving a hearse, I guess. But anyways, I digress. I was talking about the place of this religion in my life. And basically what I found recently is I've been so fortunate when I've been like pulled away from, I don't know how to describe this. When I've started to fall off, quote unquote, in my professional life, there was something in my religious life that kept me like going. So basically, like when I didn't have much going on, there was enough work in my community to keep me focused and like to keep my mind active. And it still kind of happens to me. When I was dealing with like personnel issues in one world, they went really well in the other world. And it was like a reminder of like, be grateful for the good teams that you have. I learned a lot about gratitude. I learned a lot about humility, and I'm going to talk about that one day in another podcast when we talk about demons, addressing our demons. That's where I learned humility, and that's a big one too. I could talk about that for a long time, but anyways, the religion itself has been awesome. I've learned so much. I've met so many people, all kinds of experiences. But at the end of the day, it's a religion. But what I'm trying to talk about is not the fact, it's not like because it's religion, it's because it's a spirituality, and it's like a guiding light. It's a guiding principle. And I think that is the universal concept here that I kind of want to try to address. So we talk about spirituality, like what do I think of that? I mean, I already kind of said it, and okay, I can feel myself losing track here a little bit. So when I think of spirituality, I kind of already defined it, but the best way for me to break this down in my personal life and what I'm trying to set up here is this, in this like contextual, just so you kind of get to know me. When I was about 25 years old, I think, maybe 24, anyway, somewhere in there, I was exposed to things that I had never been exposed to before in my life. And it upset me, like, in a very deep way, because it cut through the foundations of what I believed to be truths. That's not the best way to say that. It destroyed perceptions that I thought and I was convinced that I knew about the world. Not that I thought I knew, like I knew these things about the world. And then being the, you know, somewhat sheltered individual and child that I was, and I don't mean that disrespectfully to my parents. I just mean it honestly, like I was pretty sheltered. It shattered me, like in so many ways. It shook me to my core. And again, I'll share what those are in another episode. It's just that it's such a big can of worms that I don't want to focus on it in this spirituality discussion. The point is that when my perceptions were broken and when the world the curtain came down on certain aspects of my life, I got really angry and I got really depressed. I got really shook. And I think anger and depression were like the two best emotions to describe what happened. I struggled a lot. And then I struggled with the fact that I was struggling. Like it got worse. Like it snowballed, because it was like, I can't be this upset about something this silly. There are people in this world who are suffering from like real shit. And I say that, like, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, think about anything bad and it's probably worse than, oh my God, your perceptions shifted, and oh my God, you're struggling with something you didn't know. Like, it sounds really stupid, but I've also learned that for someone who's going through this, it can cause, like, you know, depression and anxiety and sadness and anger, and like other people go through these things and maybe other people feel guilty about it too. And it's hard for them to reach out because maybe they feel guilty about feeling the way they do about it. So I also am trying to do a better job of not telling myself that it's not okay. But basically, I felt like everything was wrong. Like, I was not good. I was in a very bad place. Now, what that led me to do was be angry with God. And I was really pissed off at God. Although I didn't express it in that fashion, I didn't say those words out loud. And I don't even know if I really said those words to myself, but I stopped talking to him, you know, like I stopped praying, I stopped communicating. I stopped, obviously, I mean, maybe not obviously, but I stopped going to mosque. I didn't, like, which we call kane. Like, I used to go like every week, at least. I used to volunteer there all the time. I was a regular. It was a huge part of my life. Like, I used to go like 3-4 times a week, volunteering almost every single time I was there, because I was in leadership positions. Like, I was, I had teams working with me on stuff, and like outside of mosque, I was starting to get involved in other like planning of events and stuff like that, like I was saying before. So it was a huge part of my life. And then suddenly with this anger, you know, like at this age, 24, 25, 26, whatever it was, like it just went quiet. And it was anger that kind of filled the air. And okay, you get that by now. My point is that I didn't stop believing in God. I just got really angry with him and with the world, and obviously translated to my interactions with people and the way that I went about my life. But I didn't stop believing in him. And I don't really know I think I'm kind of on the line here. I don't know if this makes me a spiritual person or if this makes me a religious person, just this concept right here. But I started to appreciate how the religion brought me into the spiritual world. And that is because I didn't pray during that time. And in that time I use loosely, let's call it 5 years. For those 5 years, I disconnected from spirituality, not just the religion. So it was both. I didn't pray. I didn't meditate. I lost touch with myself. I lost touch with what is greater than this physical world. And I realized towards the end of those 5 years that helped me a lot. It was keeping my mind, I don't know how to say it, grounded. It helped give me so much perspective. It added so much value to my health. The spirituality. And I think the spirituality is what truly brought me back to the faith in a lot of ways. I don't want to get into like the nitty gritties of this part, but after that experience, which by the way, the 5 years kind of ended when I just kind of got sick and tired of being depressed and trying or not trying, I think. Like I said, that's another story. So I don't want to go there, but sorry. but I think the bottom line is just that. And that's why I started this whole podcast the way I did, was being in this religion has put me in touch with spirituality in a way that I couldn't have done without the religion, without the guidance, and without the knowledge, without the perspective that the religion has offered me. And that goes for worldly concepts as well, because not only has it given me direction on how to be in touch with spirituality and my spirit and my soul and think about the next world and how finite this life is and appreciate the time that you have here and realize what is really important in this world, treating people well, serving others, leaving some sort of legacy, although that's not taught in the faith, but my, that's something that I kind of have pulled from what I believe. Just pushing the boundaries of the concept of this world is finite. But anyways, the religion teaches that, but it also teaches, like, work hard, do your best. Struggle makes you stronger. Struggle is, should be welcome. It's not meant to be easy. Like, these are worldly concepts that I had reinforced through my parents, by the way, because they're very religious, spiritual people. I'll throw both words in there. But they used the religion also as a teaching medium, I guess, as we grew up. And that means a lot to me too. And it meant a lot to me. I can tell that it did, because I can think of things that my parents have said to me over the years. So the religion has meant a lot spiritually and physically, and the spirituality that it has connected me to has meant a lot spiritually and physically. I don't know if I could say both of those things, if that makes entire sense. But anyways, this is the reason why I have reconnected with my faith, with my spirituality, with my religion. And this is why I titled this Spirituality, Not Religion. I haven't settled on the exact wording, but this is something that I think is lacking. Lacking in society in a lot of ways, and in people in a lot of ways, because they don't want to look inwardly. They don't want to spend time in that capacity. And I've heard so many people who are so successful and so mentally strong talk about spirituality and meditation. It's not about religion. It's about spirituality. They're in touch with that aspect of themselves. And I think it's tremendously valuable. I think there's nothing like it. There's no substituting. It's kind of like mind, body, and soul for, you know, like, there's no substituting body. You get one. And spirituality is very similar. It's like working out. You have to work on it and you'll get better at it. And it's very difficult to do, I'm not going to lie, but concept. It's the perspective. I think that's a big one. I wanted to just say that word because I think that's a big part of it. And I don't know if I've really said that, but perspective. So I think that's all. That's a little bit more about me. That's why I'm going to call this Contextuals. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope I've added some sort of value and given you some sort of perspective here today. Really appreciate you tuning in to Navigating with Zaki Ahmed.